Oh, howdy, Jeff. You on your way to the Opry House?
Yeah. Say, look. At rehearsal this afternoon, Mrs. Zell said that the part of the hermit should be played like a Kipling fool.
Yes, well, what about it?
But she shouldn't cuss out the actors.
Oh, what are you talking about? Kipling ain't a cuss word.
Well, what is it?
What? You mean to say you don't know what Kipling is?
Well, I guess maybe you can tell me what it is, huh?
Why, of course you can.
Well, sure, why don't you?
Well, I will. It's, a Kipling, it's a fish, that's what it is, a young fish.
Oh, shoot, that don't seem right.
I don't care, it is right. A Kipling's a young fish.
Well, how can a hermit act like a young fish, huh? A hermit's supposed to be old. He may start out young, but it stands to reason if he lives long enough, he won't be young no more.
Yes, and just the same with fish. They won't be Kiplings no more.
Oh, thunderation. If they ain't no granddaddy Kiplings, how in tarnation can they be any young Kiplings?
Say, you've seen ducklings, ain't you?
Yeah, sure I have.
Well, the granddaddy of a duckling ain't a duckling, is he?
No, shoot, he's a drake.
Why, of course he is. Well, now take a bull, for instance.
Oh, I've had about all the bull I can stand.
All right, then, take a cow. She wasn't a cow always, was she?
Well, how do I know? I've never been well enough acquainted with a cow to inquire into her personal affairs.
Well, just take my word for it, she wasn't. She was a heifer.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with fish?
Well, I guess a Kipling or something like that, except there's fishes, you see.
Oh, that makes them sea heifers, then.
Oh, I never heard of such dad-burn foolishness, sea heifers.
Well, they sea cows, ain't they?
Well, I reckon they is.
Then there must be sea heifers.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they is.
Sure they are.
Well, consign Jeff, who's telling this lie anyhow, you or me?
You wasn't doing any too well at it.
Yeah, it's getting wrong all right. Are you horned in?
Oh, shoot, if I hadn't helped you out, you would have fell flat.
Listen here. I tell you right now, Jeff Barker, I don't need nobody to do my lying for me.
Well, shoot, I'm only trying to help you out.
Guess I can tell a good straightforward lie about as good as the next one.
It takes talent to tell them right.
Well, I guess I got talent for lying.
Well, I didn't mean no harm.
I'm just as big a liar as anybody.
Well, I'm pretty good myself, I am, and I can prove it. You're just a plain old garden variety of liar. When you want special, extra fancy lies, I tell you right now, you gotta come to me.
Yes, well, how do you mean?
Well, look. What's the coldest you've ever seen the weather?
Well, let's see. I've seen it below zero.
Shoot. What's zero?
Shakes alive. You mean to tell me you don't know what zero is? Well, my land, it's O.
O?
O.
O what?
Oh, you know, oh, a little round hole. Well, listen, it's when Eb puts on his second suit of underwear.
Oh, I get you. It's a hole in his underwear.
No, it ain't at all. It's weather.
Oh, you mean whether he wears it with a hole in it?
No, it's a hole in his underwear whether he wears it or not. Oh, consign it. Never mind. Go on with your story. Go on.
Yeah, but look. I seen it so cold that when I started out of the house with a bucket of boiling hot water, it froze.
Yes? Well, what about it?
Well, it froze so fast, the ice was hot.
Yes, but I don't see you. Oh, what are you talking about, consigna? Well, anyway, I still say I can prove I'm a better liar than you are. And how did Fessett this wait? Say, you got the orchestra all ready for tonight?
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Yes, we're all rehearsed.
Hello, Plop.
By the way, I have a clipping from the Squidsville Mirror. A friend sent it to me.
Well, shucks, did someone build a new chicken coop over there?
No. This refers to the Hermit and the Wild Woman. The show is scheduled to play there next week.
It is, eh? Well, what's the clipping say?
The account was a little confusing.
Oh, I bet the whole town is going to turn out for us.
Yes, that seems to be the inference. As I recall, it said the local opera house will be packed to the roof Wednesday night with citizens who will gather to witness the performance of the much-heralded show, The Hermit and the Wild Woman.
Starts out all right.
Yes. It went on to say that the town heard of this show from Mr. Duke, who was formerly connected with it, and were preparing for an entertaining spectacle.
Well, gee, I'd call that a right friendly article.
Yes, but here's where the article became confusing. It said, we are in favor of our young people having a good time, and far be it from us to throw a wet blanket on innocent pleasure, but... And the next was rather vague.
It was, eh?
Yes. It said something about the show greatly stimulating the egg business.
Eggs? Well, say, what's eggs got to do with the show?
That's precisely what puzzled me.
Oh, Tituk. He's the one that started that.
Hmm? Started what?
Oh, can't you see? Can't you see?
No, I can't. I can see no connection between a theatrical venture and the egg business.
But look, look. Barney quit the show, didn't he? And then he went over there and he started a crab.
Crab? Crab?
Yeah.
Oh, you're crazy, Jeff. Crabs don't lay eggs.
Oh, darn, can't you see? Can't you see? He's sore and he's framing us. He's framing the whole troupe.
You mean like framing the pictures?
No, I mean he's...
Well, frankly, I don't think you know what you mean.
Yeah, but look, you can't expect us actors to go over there now.
And why not?
Because he's got it framed, the crab...
Oh, shucks, Jeff. There ain't no crabs in Squidsville. It's too far from the ocean.
Oh, Don, you don't get it. You don't get it. But just wait. You just wait till I tell the rest of the truth.
Now, see here. Will you kindly explain what you're talking about?
Oh, hold on. I got it.
Well, there. See?
Yes.
I know you get it, see?
Yes. Me and Jeff, you were just having a little argument about who's the biggest liar, you see, and he's just telling that to show he's the bigger one than I am, you see.
No, that ain't it.
You say that you were arguing as to which one of you is the most adept prevaricator.
Oh, heck, this ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yes, that's what he was doing, huh? Yes, just a little friendly sort of contest, you know, as to which of us can tell the biggest lie. And I reckon that that one about Barney Duke turning loose a bunch of crabs in Squidsville and helping the egg business just about wins.
Oh, darn, what's the use?
But it took two fellas to beat me at that.
Two? What do you mean?
You and Jeff.
Yes, but I had nothing to do with it.
Why, of course you did. You started, didn't you, Conshiny? In fact, you was the one that brought in that part about helping the egg business.
Yes, but that was the truth.
Yes, I know.
But I say, it really was, you know. I have the clipping in my desk at home.
Yes, go right ahead. Go ahead.
But see here...
Oh, you don't get sore, Prof. It's only a friendly lying contest.
Yes, and I just claimed I could tell bigger ones than Jeff, that's all.
I'm all at sea. Do I understand that each of you are claiming to be a bigger fibber than the other?
Yes, except that the kind I tell can't exactly be classed as fibs.
Why not?
They're whoppers.
Oh, I see. Each claims to be the bigger. That is, each thinks he can tell a bigger whopper, as you put it, than the other.
Yes.
Oh, by Jove, you know, I think that sort of a contest would be great sport.
There won't be enough competition to be real sport.
Yeah, I claim to be the champion yarn spinner of the whole darn town.
Well, shoot, I ain't so fast.
I say, that's an excellent idea. Why not have a tall tale contest?
Shucks, Professor, I don't quite follow you.
But it just occurred to me that we might promote a lot of jolly good community feeling by having a yarn spinning contest.
You mean a lion contest?
Yes, if you care to put it that way. I never was any good at telling them myself, but I'm extremely fond of fantastic stories told with very similitude and sincerity.
And how is that you want them again, Professor?
With very similitude and sincerity.
Oh, shucks, mine be just as good a little salt.
Oh, here we are at the Opera House already.
Yes.
You know, Mrs. Zell tells me that every seat has been sold.
Yes, me and Epp stand to make a little money in this darn show. It'll be here tonight and then over to Squidsville and then it'll go
to... Say, Professor, can I ask you something?
Why, certainly.
I just want to get it straight before I tell the rest of the cast.
Yes, what is it?
About that newspaper clipping. You sure that it was in the Squidsville paper and not the Corn Center Gazette?
Oh, yes, quite positive. My friend sent it to me from Squidsville.
Okay, we're good for one performance anyway.